Now we come to chapter 5. And as we come to chapter 5, here in the first 10 verses, we have the definition of a priest. Christ, as we've already said, has the threefold office of prophet, priest, and king. Prophet, he spoke here 1900 years ago. We've already seen he's God's final word to man. God has said all he intends to say in Christ. Now, he's the Word of God, too. And then he's today our priest. And that's for right now, for today. He's the priest for the now generation. And he's going to come someday as a king. But right now, he's our great high priest. Now, friends, if you found your place, we're going to see the definition of a priest. Because we're told that Christ is our great high priest. And that's something very important for us to see, that he is our great high priest. We have access to him. Every believer is a priest. You can come just as Aaron was the great high priest. All the tribe of Levi were priests. We have a great high priest, and we are priests. We have access to God. We can offer a sacrifice to God. Praise is one. Have you praised him today? And then we can offer our substance to him, the fruit of our hands, or the fruit of our mind, or our time. We can make all of these an offering to him, and we do that as a priest, by the way. And prayer is the work of a priest. And this eliminates all of the mechanics that we have today and all of the methods that we have. We have, I think, two extreme approaches to God through worship, and one is a very emotional approach, and then the other is a very ritualistic approach. And both of them actually are very soulish. It's not spiritual worship at all. We need to come just simply to him and get rid of all the mechanics and the methods. I think of the little story that somebody sent to me about the astronaut. He was in his capsule, just ready to close the door in preparation for the launching, and the reporter asked him a question. And reporters, I've observed, can ask some rather asinine questions. He says, "How do you feel?" Well, how do you feel when you're an astronaut ready to take off? And this was his answer. "How would you feel if you were sitting on top of 50,000 parts, each supplied by the lowest bidder?" May I say to you, that's the worship of a great many people today. Ritualistic, or emotional, and both of them are very soulish. Oh, notice what he says. "Let us come in freedom today to the throne of grace." And we need mercy. We need help. We're needy people. And he is in a position to supply it because he's our great high priest. But who is a great high priest?